This is The Turning with Davis Bunn, and I'm Melinda Schmidt. And through our series, Davis, I am learning there is a lot I need to turn from in my view of prayer, of listening, and ultimately of God. Let's look at Psalm 130, verse 5. It reads, "I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope." And I'm thinking a lot of us by now are really trying to have those quiet times of daily listening. Encourage us at this point.
Okay, Melinda.
Encourage me.
The voice of experience here. Listening like prayer is a discipline best practiced daily, but just because it is doesn't mean it's going to come naturally. In most people, it's not an easy event, and today's world doesn't help at all.
Yeah.
But this does not make the discipline of patience any less important. And that, interestingly enough, is how the discipline of listening was referred to by our Protestant forebears, the discipline of patience.
Oh, interesting.
It holds a number of remarkable gifts: sitting in silence, learning to still the mind, if only for a brief instant. This creates a space in which God can both move and act.
I'm thinking that this calls for the discipline of turning aside from my smartphone, turning off the computer, stop reading, stop taking information in.
I think, though, we really need to be honest here, because these are only extensions of who we are inside. What we're really talking about is not relinquishing the hold of something external, but relinquishing the hold of our thoughts and allowing ourselves to simply listen, hoping that God might use that moment.
That's Davis Bunn. He's the author of The Turning. Lots of resources at theturningbook.com.